Thank you for calling customer service. What can I assist you with today?
Hi, I just talked to somebody, and what happened was is I ordered something for dollar something. I ended up getting these. I didn't get anything. It was canceled, but I was charged $59.89 for apparently these sandwich wrap things that I did not get. And so I'm wondering if I, since I did not receive anything, can I get a refund on these on this? And well, I don't want it either. I didn't want to pay $59.89 for something I was supposed to pay $1.99 for. So I was calling to see if I could get a refund on that. It was canceled, but I didn't get any, my money back.
Okay, I'll be happy to assist you with that. Can I start off by getting your zip code?
Yep, 55024.
Okay, and who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Deborah Cummings.
Give me 1 second, ma'am. You said 55024?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so the previous oh, can you verify your shipping address, please?
17580 Evenfall, Avenue West, Farmington, Min, 55024.
Thank you. The previous person that you spoke to, did you request a refund?
I did not, and that was the thing. I realized I didn't ask for the refund, and I said that my bank tried to dispute it, and then it didn't go through. So then, I'm not sure why. I just talked to the lady at the bank, and she said, that I needed to call you guys and just get ask for the refund back. And I didn't ask for a refund. I asked to dispute it, and that's not something I can do. That's something my bank has to do. But I'm asking for a
Right.
refund since I did not receive anything.
Right. So I'm looking at the notes here and it says you called in for a refund. And she explained the dispute, and you had the bank call us. So did the bank ever call?
So our bank goes through Visa, and Visa tried to dispute it, so they did give me my money back, but then they took it out just today or yesterday. And
Okay.
because so they said because I don't know something about response time or something, and I'm like, what are they talking about? So I called the lady, talked to the bank. Now I'm talking to you guys twice now. But the lady at the bank told me that I should ask for my refund because that's not what I'm not asking for the dispute or anything like that. You know, I'm asking for the refund of my money that I should be getting back since I did not receive anything and I'm not getting anything and it was canceled.
Okay, so because you did start the dispute process before, right?
Yep.
Yeah, so because you started it before, we can't refund that back to you unless your bank calls us and they clarify that either the dispute is not going through or they're willing to drop the dispute. So you would have to call, either you can have your bank call us, we're 24-hour call center, or you can call your bank and then add us on three-way. Either way works.
Okay, so they said, all right, well, they said that they can't dispute it anymore because of no, the response time, so now that's on me. And so I don't see my bank calling and telling you, you know what I mean? They're not going to, because it's Visa is the one that does this, not the bank.
Right. It's because after you try to dispute the charge, it's not that there's nothing that we can do, but it's basically like if you were to call us before trying to dispute it, we could have refunded you. But
Yeah.
because you disputed the charge with your bank, they would have to either drop the dispute or
It
clarify that there
was
isn't
dropped for
one.
them.
Yeah, but you said the response time. So yeah, at that point, you would just have to contact your bank because there's nothing that we can do at that point. And I wish there was something I can do for you, but yeah, that falls on the bank in the dispute process.
Yeah, and they dropped it. It's just and then they charged they put the money back in our account to charge us. They
Yeah.
charged us
It's
yesterday.
basically because, okay, once you begin the dispute process, they'll begin their investigation. And once they see that it is a valid charge because it was stated in the terms and conditions, they technically can't issue you that refund anymore.
Yeah, they put it back. They charged me again because the dispute
Yeah.
wasn't,
It's
you know,
basically
what
a
we didn't.
chargeback.
Yep, they did charge back. So now, oh gosh, this is so frustrating. Because I say one thing to the bank, and then I call you guys say one thing, then I have to call the bank back. I don't see my me getting anywhere, you know. So this is a bummer. So what was I supposed to have gotten?
So it's it's not something physical. It's a meal plan app. So, by you doing the contest entry to win the mixer, it'll tell you in the terms and conditions that you'll then be enrolled in the Bytub app, on a monthly subscription. So the Bytub, it's a meal planning app with recipe guides on there. You create meal plans based on how many calories you want to consume a day. So you were to download it on your phone and then you can use it. Yeah, so the mixer is not something you would have received. You paid, it probably was like $1 to $5 for shipping for the mixer, but that was to enter the contest to win the mixer.
Yeah, see, that was the thing, and I didn't see the small print of the, paying for the meal
Right.
prep, that thing, of course, which they get you, which is ridiculous, but oh crap. All right, well, I will let my bank know. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you for
Okay.
calling.
Yeah, bye.